opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with usually Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Well, Trish, can you believe it? Is on vacation. Yes, I know. I know. I said, oh, excuse me, but can't you do your vacations around Thursdays? And she insisted that she couldn't. Anyway, so good morning. Today, the 27th of April, on this day, in the 1781, the U.S. Marines landed on the Barbary Coast and took Tripoli, which is in the Marine Corps hymn. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. Today, on April 27th, in case you get asked. Good morning. It's 7:06 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina, good morning. Hello.
Very good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today, Carl?
I've still got to get your everybody's work schedule down. You know I have it in print. I'm never sure who's in, but you all are interchangeable in your abilities to be great producers. And I have young people in here that when I say things, luckily I can't see your face. So I can see your face now. That was cute. She set up real tall because they're usually hidden by computers in there. And then she's looking around the side and that. Okay, that's cute. Okay, good morning, everybody. The weather today, sunny with a high near 94. Whoa. North winds, 5 to 11 miles per hour. Tonight, with a clear around, it's clear with a low around 63. Friday, a high near 94 and a low of 63. Saturday, sunny, Sunday, Monday. Now, Saturday and Sunday, Saturday will be 91, Sunday 83, Monday, it's only going to be 70 degrees with a low around 49. Now, Tuesday, a slight chance of showers with a high near 66. And Wednesday, a slight chance of showers. So, maybe we can get some more rain back here, which we all would love, cool things down. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane. All the gas, my friends, comes out of, like, large tanks somewhere south of us, like south in past Sacramento. So it comes down to customer service. And Shasta Gas Propane has great customer service. They do treat their customers as friends. It's a veteran-owned business. It's a local business owned by a family, been in the business well over two decades. And they treat, like I said, they treat their customers as friends. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and they've got other great plans in there for people. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 530-365-3793. So many things. Today, 8 o'clock at Ready Rancheria, and the Jack Potter coming in, who is the tribal chairman. But things that are going on, let's start close and work our way out. Shasta County Union, UPEC 792, about 1,000 employees of the county are in this union, have voted for a two-week strike. It starts Monday. Now, the question is, and I'm a little humor here, are you going to be able to tell? Of course. 1,000 people leaving is going to kind of like slow things down for the next couple of weeks. So if you're waiting for something, and this goes across every department, by the way. This isn't predominantly one department, though it could be. But it goes across all departments, from the DA's office to permits, you know, all of these. So they want a 15% raise to keep up with inflation. The county has said 2.5, 2.5, and 3, or 2.5, 3, 2.5, something like this, because of it comes down to a money issue, according to Patrick Jones. Union says with those raises and inflation, they'll make less money. They'll make less money than they do now. So, and you know, everybody's putting up bar graphs. Anyway, bottom line is there is going to be a strike starting Monday, so things may slow down in the county offices for 2 weeks, and then they're back. Now, from what I understand, from talking to somebody in the union, they don't have to strike. I mean, no, what I mean is they're going on strike, but if you want to go to work, it's okay, even though it's a strike. Does that make sense?
I know what's been striking and working.
Well, no, I know you know that. I'm just saying is, even though there's a strike, some people may want to go to work for whatever reason. They love what they're doing. They've got a real important job. They're trying to finish something, but so they can still go to work, from what I understand. And the union will not send out goons to hunt them down and pull them out of the offices or those things. I don't know. Does Shasta, do the unions in Shasta County government have goons? I don't think so. Okay. The recall is moving forward. As we talked yesterday, I talked to Bruce Ross, who works for Senator Daley, about this thing and about the who takes the place if somebody is recalled. And it appears that, you know, in the old days that you would, like with Tim Garman, you have a recall. Whoever gets the most votes, recall is successful. Whoever gets most votes becomes that person. Well, now under the new rules, AB 2584 or something like that, you just vote for recall, yes or no. And if the person's recalled, then it comes. The succession will be by law. And so then you have to figure out by law what. Well, if it's so much time. You just put it on the next election. If not, somebody has to be designated. Well, it comes from the governor's office. So I assume that we give the county comes up with a list of people that the governor can choose. Now, this is the same governor who has left us hanging for well over a year on appointing two judges up here for Shasta County. For over a year, we're short two. We're really short six, but two that he's supposed to have named, and it's been a year. So the question, oh, by the way, this isn't just county government on a recall. This is city recalls. This is school board recalls. This is for the community college recalls. So if they recall these two people down in Gateway, is it Gateway? Yeah. That the... they have to wait till somebody in the governor's office says, okay, you can replace them with these people. And we're going to address what's going on down in our schools later on in the show, too. Anyway, that's what's happening. That's what's happening right here. And then, of course, the recall is they need 4,000 signatures for this. We're trying to get Kevin Cryon, and I'm trying to get the leader of the recall about the, you know, reasons for this, what he expects or she expects or they expect for the recall, and it's no secret to anybody. I'm not for recalls. I wasn't for the recall of Modi, and I'm not for the recall of Cry. Do the people that are doing it have the absolute right to do it? Of course. I just don't like recalls. But I think I really strongly support the fact that people have the right to do it. Of course, it's one way of addressing, perceived or, lacking of, of government support or representation. And if you want to do that, you've got every right in the world to do that. And I have every right in the world to say, I'm not for that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Today is Thursday, the 27th. And I want to talk about the today is Cool April Night's Big Show and Cruise Registration. That goes from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. down at Auditorium Drive. R&R Auto and Truck Repair Show and Shine from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Twin View Boulevard. Pops, 50s Show and Shine from 4 to 8 today on Market Street. That ought to be fun. Crown Motors and Redding Chamber Mixer tonight from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. The phone's ringing. Okay. I didn't, you know, sometimes I can't see if you all are back there, so I didn't know. Okay, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. is the Crown Motors and Redding Chamber Mixer. That's a big one. And also Cool April Night's Cornhole Tournament from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. I understand teams are flying in from all over the world for this. 700 Auditorium Drive. Okay, it's 7:15 in the morning here on Thursday, the 27th, and we'll be right back.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Come celebrate with old friends this May for our 30-year anniversary celebration at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have daily drawings, giveaways, specials, and entertainment to fill your days with fun and excitement all month long. And a chance to win $300,000. You won't want to miss this. This will be our best year yet, May 1st through 31st. For complete promotion or event details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hop takes over your commercial, I'll hop with the hop. We're the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and Linda Bott. Well, Linda's never here on Thursdays because it's Trish, and Trish is on a 2-week vacation. I'm trying to get by. trying to get by. 7:19 in the morning here on the 27th. This portion of the show brought by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Got an A rating from the Bullfrog National Hospital Ratings. They give them A to F. And Shasta Regional has had an A rating for 2 years. If you're not going to Shasta Regional, what is the rating for your hospital? They don't put them up on the door like they do restaurants. You might want to find out that Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Since it's open line between now and 8 o'clock, Paul, thanks for calling. What's up?
Good morning, Carl. Hey, I'm just going to say, if you're hurting for guest hosts, feel free to call Lydia from across the street. She was great. But I digress. I'm calling because as a concerned citizen, I believe that the constituency could do whatever they feel is appropriate.
Yes.
But do we really want Gavin Newsom appointing local officials?
No.
That's
an appetite
for disaster.
Okay. Now, here's the other thing on this. So we give. So say they say, okay, here's a list of people we want, you know, that could be supervisor or any person. And he doesn't have to pick that. He can pick anybody he wants. And when you add that on to the government overreach, and I'm getting ready to talk about another one here just in a minute that'll fry you, but they've already told us that we can't, you know, that our cities and throughout California don't have anything to say anymore about what's built in our cities. And we have no say over solar and wind anymore about putting them anywhere the state thinks it's a good idea. They completely have taken away local control.
Well, my other concern is, you know, what would stop them from, say, affecting local CCW permits and things like that? It's never going to end.
Well, there you go. See, they're going to say, oh, no, Shasta County, you've got 12,000 CCW permits. You are being way too lax, and you can only be a percentage of your population. And of course, that'll immediately go to the Supreme Court and all that. I mean, the onerous rules they put on us are being fought in the Supreme Court. But, no, you're right. It's continuous more and more overreach. I agree.
That's a fact. And it's something that we need to address. And I think that we appreciate you bringing forth that information to the local populace.
Well, thank you
and have a good day.
Oh, thank you, Paul.
Bye-bye.
Hey, okay, let's talk about government overreach. Whoa, here we go. Are you ready? You know, I'm laughing. I'm laughing here because it's just, where are they living? Where are the Democrats? Where are they coming from? And everybody goes, oh, Carl, you're just against Democrats. No! If Republicans were doing this, I'd be saying the same thing. California's trucking industry is going to get hammered. They're bracing for the state regulators, the Air Resources Board is going to hold a public hearing on its proposed regulation today. Then it's expected to vote on Friday to ban the sales of new diesel big rigs by 2036 and convert large companies' existing trucks to zero emissions by 2042. Yes, that's your Air Resources Board, my friend. Chris Shimoda, who is a senior vice president of the California Trucking Association and an industry truck trade group, says the amount of chaos and dysfunction that is going to be created by this rule will be nothing we've ever seen before. The likelihood that it's going to fail spectacularly is very high, and that's really unfortunate because they're going to have the laws there. I have a friend that's got a business that took a diesel for. A well-digging business, and the truck would pass smog. It would do all of that. Well, because it was over 15 years old, they said they were not going to license it. So he had to go out and spend $250,000 on a new rig, even though the other truck was in great shape, passed smog, all those things. They made him go out and do that because he wouldn't license this other truck. And then when you can't sell them here in the state because why would you buy a truck that can't be licensed? So then, you know, people buy them from out of state who have more common sense. The proposal aims to clean up diesel exhaust and greenhouse gases spewed by big rigs. And, of course, this is coming out of USA Today. Delivery trucks. Got that. And other large vehicles. How about your trash trucks? How about your buses? How about anything that can be considered a big rig? Yeah, that's your trash fleet, your recyclable fleet, any of those. Trucking companies and local government officials call the deadlines in the rule unachievable. They say the new technology still has major drawbacks, including the high cost of electric trucks and the low vehicle range. The state has also not yet developed a charging network to support electric trucks, and the existing chargers can take hours to recharge. Of course, California wants to lead the world because, you know, anything we do will change the world. Would transform how goods are transported throughout the state, adding millions of new pollution-free trucks on the roads. The state currently has a few large non-emission vehicles, 1,943 to be exact, and nearly all of them are buses. It would set aggressive timelines for the purchase and manufacture of zero-emission medium and heavy-duty trucks. 100% of new sales of medium-duty and heavy-duty trucks must be zero emissions in California, scaling up from the phased-in timelines that vary by the type of truck. Also, it would force companies that operate 50 or more trucks to gradually convert their fleets into electric or hydrogen models. Anyway, and it included all vehicles, 8,500 pounds or more, package delivery vehicles, including U.S. Postal Service, FedEx, UPS, and Amazon fleets. There. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Didn't talk to you for a while.
Well, here I am.
But, so I have a niece whose husband works for Tesla. And I think we can all agree that Tesla is the leader in electric vehicle manufacturing in the world.
Yeah, I think we can say
and
that.
I think that's safe to say. Well, he works at their plant in Nevada, and he's a truck driver.
Uh-huh.
And he just drives on their facility, and they just rolled out their first electric semi-truck. And he's one of the drivers.
Uh-huh.
And they only kept it in service for a very short time and realized it was a complete failure.
Oh.
Because of the loads they're pulling, when it gets warm over there or cold, they only get to run it for 2 hours, and then they have to stop and charge it for four.
Well, I understand that. I heard somebody talking the other day. I was standing in line someplace listening to the most fascinating conversation between two guys that knew what they were talking about, or at least it sounded like it, by saying when it's 120 degrees out on the road, and you know the roads are hotter, that the lithium batteries just shut down. Or if it gets too cold, it just shut down.
Their trucks never leave their facility. It's that big. He literally just trucks around their facility all day.
With a semi.
Hauling stuff, with a semi. And he says it only runs for about 2 hours.
Yeah.
So they had to go back to standard truck.
Well, you know, and then you get into this whole thing that we all know that these electric vehicles are nothing but a big battery. That the semis that Tesla's taken out, they're getting an extra 2,000 pounds on their payload because of battery weight. But where do the, you know, it's nothing but a storage unit. So, and not even where the electricity comes from, but where are the batteries built? Where does the lithium come from? And, you know, and I'm going to address this in the next segment about DOD and what they're saying. When I see these things, I see the cost of everything going way up. So.
None of it makes any sense. Crazy.
It is. But you know what? We get to live in a really nice place.
Yeah, sometimes Because I will start wondering if it's worth staying in this climate.
I know a person. Everybody knows this person. I'm not going to mention his name. I say, hey, how's it going? He says, well, you know, we're moving. And I said, you are? He goes, yeah, we're going to Texas. And you know what? Even though I know him, and I kind of, you know, I never thought that he would leave. But when he said that, I could believe it. I mean, he's not. He's just moving to another place around here. But I could believe it if he said, you know what, we're moving to Texas. I could believe that if people tell me that because they've had enough. All right, Mark, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
You bet. Okay, hey, we got to take a quick break here. And I look at moving to California or living in California as being a on a scale. When I came back, and you know, I could have gone anywhere. Of course, I just got out of the Marine Corps again, and the and so I look at a scale, and it was far over on staying in California. You know, I was coming up to Redding, and I love Redding. I love the people here. Redding is really a good place. Yeah, we've got our problems, but they're not like San Francisco or any of the other cities. I mean, we've got a great place here to live. But on that scale, it was far over on staying here. But every time California does something, Second Amendment, children, schools, COVID, diesel trucks, there's a rock put in on the other side. And so now that scale is getting pretty even right now. And, you know, what will it take? What is the big rock that will land on the leave California side of the scale as opposed to stay in California? And that big rock hasn't dropped yet, but they are pebbling the hell out of me. But what happens when the big rock goes over there? Hey, if you'd like to do your own stuff and you like to keep your area cleared, or you've got work you can do, you want to do that's going to take some, you know, heavier equipment, visit NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. They've got it all. If you've got small tractors, they've got large tractors. You want to clear your land because fire season's coming, they've got everything you need there. They've got the miniature ones that are just fun to drive. Even if you don't have anything to do, you can take it around your property, dig holes, fill them up. But they give you class. They'll show you how to run it, put it on your trailer, use it, bring it back. And these are really good people down there at NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all. They do it local. They're located in Anderson. They moved down to Anderson, 2540 Gateway Drive. Big, big facility down there, and it's locally owned, locally run. Give them a call, 530-221-6800. We'll be right back with the, you know, Gavin Newsom does something, and then Joe Biden says, oh, yeah? Hold my beer and watch this.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday night. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Christina, you are hitting it this morning. Ah, your music is just woo.
Thank you so much.
You know, you're doing a great job there on that music. I could have danced to that one all around the table here for the next 3 minutes. 27th of April, 7:37 in the morning. It's 54 going up to 91 today, everybody. This portion of the show... I just was thinking about what I'm going to say next, and it choked me. This portion of the show, no, not about Patrick Gorman, but about Mr. Biden, President Biden. Patrick Gorman, are you getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial? Not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial, or it's, your time's running out, things aren't going right for you on this? Give Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Sometimes everything's working out great, the way it's supposed to. But if it's not, insurance company's got lots of lawyers. Patrick knows what he's doing. He's got the largest workers' comp firm north of Sacramento, and he is a busy man. He will fight for you. You need somebody that knows the laws and will take care of you, and that's him. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. Okay. Before I left, I said, here's Gavin Newsom. He's going to take... diesel trucks off the road with some kind of weird timeline that's going to affect everything. Then President Biden hears this and says, hey, Gavin, hold my beer and watch this. So now the Biden Energy Secretary, Jennifer Granholm, testified Wednesday to the Senate Armed Services Committee that she supported requiring the United States military to move to all-electric non-tactical vehicle fleet by 2030. Let's see, 2030, that's 6 years. Well, what's that mean? That means that every non-tactical vehicle in the military will have to be transitioned to an electric vehicle. And her reasoning, this is what I love. This is the reasoning, my friends. I think reducing our reliance on the volatility of globally traded fossil fuels, when we know that global events such as the war in Ukraine can jack up prices for people back home, it does not contribute to energy security. No. How come then we were energy independent 3 years ago? Because we have more than enough fossil fuels in this country. Everybody knows that. They just don't want it. It's an inconvenient truth. They just don't want to talk about it. We have the fossil fuels to run everything until we have a system that we can gradually transition to. Now, you're saying to yourself, how can tanks do that? Well, these are non-tactical. Now, what are the tactical vehicles in the fleet? I would imagine that we're talking tanks, armed personnel carriers, Amtraks, Hummers, even the, you know, and the tactical trucks would all still be diesel. But all the other things like the cars and pickup trucks, other things like that on bases throughout the world will become electric by 2030. Now, she says, and this is another thing. I think energy security is achieved when you have homegrown clean energy that is abundant, like you see in Iowa. We think we can be a leader globally in how we have become energy independent. But now you're doing it in the Department of Defense, along with all the other great things that they're doing in the Department of Defense. And it really doesn't make any difference if you have an all-electric fleet, if you don't have any Marines, soldiers, sailors, Air Force, Coasties to be in the service. Senator Ernst has been a staunch critic of the Biden administration's push for electric vehicles, which he says require lithium and cobalt, which are mined and processed with slave labor in China, proven, by the way, or child labor in the Democratic Republic of Congo, which has been proven. Last year, Ernst, who is a combat veteran and retired Iowa National Guard colonel, succeeded in including a provision in the 2023 National Defense Authorization Act prohibiting electric vehicle component sourcing from any entity that uses child or slave labor. Well, then where do we get this stuff? And then the cost of it. 170,000 non-tactical vehicles with electric ones, the cost of required infrastructure to support doing so, as well as current and projected sourcing shortfalls. On Tuesday, she tweeted, this is Senator Ernst, President Biden's new EV rule is not only unsustainable and unaffordable, it makes us more reliant on foreign adversaries and their immoral forced labor practices. When I read this, the first headline I saw, it said all vehicles. It said all vehicles. But it's not all vehicles. It's a non-tactical one. I could not figure out. Nobody is that stupid. Nobody in the world could be that stupid to say, yeah, we're going to run tanks on batteries. Besides the fact that if it takes a round anywhere on it, the batteries will explode and fry everybody. It's just you can't do it. And then, and so then I read another article and they were talking non-tactical. So it's all the ones that are running around that they have 170,000 vehicles like that, all non-tactical. Stones, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I see you're coming up to a break, but I'll see if I can squeeze it in.
You know what? I can stretch that break.
Thank you, sir. Hey, Mark Levin, a noted constitutional expert, radio host, author of many good books.
And who's on our station from 3 to 6 every day.
Yes, but read his books. He has many books. One of them talks about the environmental, global cooling, global warming, you know, save the whale stuff. He proves it in his books, this environmental movement that's been around since what, the early 70s roughly. It is a industrial degrowth movement. Its intent is to destroy the capitalist system of the United States. It's proven in his books. So, you know, get rid of diesel engines. This is nothing but to destroy our country. And by the way, California has gone from 30 million to 40 million population in the last several decades. How many new water storage? Zero, zilch, nada, and yet nine. So this is not about water. It's not about the people. It's about controlling the population. And, Carl, my final thought, one day you're going to sell that station, and I'm going to get you to say on the air, Carl, before you retire, I'm going to get you to say all government is evil. What do you say about that?
all government is not evil.
Yeah.
No, I know what you're saying, but okay, what's your alternative? No, I mean that. What's your alternative, Jones, if you don't have a government there that does the infrastructure, provides police protection and all that? What's your alternative?
Well, the unfortunate part of the government, local, state, and federal, is the kickback, all of that stuff. The entire system is corrupt.
Yeah, but you didn't answer my question, partner. What's your alternative then to government? Is government all government evil and corrupt? No, not, I can't say that. That'd be like saying all lawyers are evil and corrupt. You can't say that. But you've got to have an alternative before you tear it down.
All right, thank you. The all government in California is corrupt. Is that a little better?
Okay, that's closer.
I'll say
that there's a lot of corruption in California. I will say that, but I'll never say all government is corrupt and evil because you need government. You need government. But if what's happened is the original premise of government, in my opinion, was infrastructure, protecting our borders, and having a standing military that can protect our country. Everything else after that, now you get into some real problems.
Yeah, I'd say about 95% of government is actually unconstitutional, meaning it should not be there in the first place.
Why is the Department of Education there? I have never figured that one out.
Yeah, unconstitutional. The Federal Department of Education, unconstitutional. No authority in the Constitution to have such control over the states on education.
There you go. All right, thanks.
Thanks, Carl.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you. I love it. No, I'm never going to say that. Even when I retire, the last day I'm in here, whenever that is, I would never say that. What I would say, I don't know, that last day is going to be probably open line. But you know what? The things I say on the show, there's no difference about things I say on the show and how I feel. I sometimes don't comment on certain things. But unless it comes up, but like this one, when he said, oh, you're going to, no, I'm not going to say that. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. They have a new program, a home fall prevention program, and this is no cost to the people that qualify for this. And the whole mission of this is to reduce the numbers of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. They'll put in handrails, who knows, maybe even put in ramps for you. Because, you know, older people love their homes, and we know that people stay healthier if they stay in their homes, live longer. But if they have a fall and they're taken out of their home, things start going downhill quicker. So this program is there to help people. For more information, call them at 530-842-1687. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Come celebrate with old friends this May for our 30-year anniversary celebration at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have daily drawings, giveaways, specials, and entertainment to fill your days with fun and excitement all month long.
And a chance to win $300,000.
You won't want to miss this. This will be our best year yet, May 1st through 31st. For complete promotion or event details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Gold Leaf Nursery is back open and stocked up. Gold Leaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own eatable grocery. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom varieties you can't find at the store. And we know a thing or two about this because we've been growing veggies since 1975. Spring has sprung, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with statuary. We just received our new statuary order. Several different bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But the keeper online.
Not. No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Bott. Trisha's on vacation and Linda's never here on Thursdays. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:51 on the 27th of April, and this is just this has just been a morning of giving facts to everybody. At 8 o'clock, we're going to have Reading Rancher Reed here, and I see Jack Potter and wandering around with a couple other people here. Well, this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the best instruction you're going to see. Take a look at the reviews. Everyone, 5 stars. Yeah, everyone, 5 stars. And you don't get that very easily. You get it by knowing what you're doing and providing great quality, great content, and really good instructors, Northern Firearms Instruction. And now they've just opened up a gun shop, Northern Firearms, and it's at 11091 Rhyolite Drive, which is across the road from Waterworks Park on that right-hand side, right behind the bowling alley there, right on that same spot, 11091 Rhyolite Drive. Give them a call, 800-913-1393. Okay, now, shall we move back to President Biden? Okay, we can do that. He showed up yesterday at a press conference. And you remember how, when presidents walk in, the reporters ask them questions. Well, when President Biden walks in, he has crib sheets that walk in, say hello, and I'll get you in a second, Robert. And he brought a cheat sheet to Wednesday's press conference. He had the advanced knowledge of journalist questions. They got a picture of it, and it's clearly said, this is somebody that you're going to call on. They had a photo of her so he would not get confused. And he says, the question, how are you sharing your domestic priorities like reshoring semiconductor manufacturing with alliance-based foreign policies, which is, South Korea and China type thing? Anyway, he's got this, and they've got a photo of it, large print, her photo, her name, and the question. Come on. Come on. This is, and this reporter was from, let me see, who was this? It wasn't from the record. Oh, Los Angeles Times. How embarrassing. So she just gave her questions up front. Robert, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for the show. A couple of just quick comments on your just a minute ago when you were talking to Stones. First of all, federal government tasked with two charges at the beginning, only two things that they were really looking to do, and that was protect free trade among the states so that no one state had a head over any of the others, and the other was national defense. And everything else that the federal government does right now is all overreach. It's all a result of men trying to get more and more powerful. And the second comment is government is not evil. It is men, it is us that are evil. It is humankind that that does dumb things for dumb reasons. And
wait a minute, let's go back. Wait a minute. What did you say humankind is evil?
Yes.
Well, would you mind explaining that? You think all humankind is evil? Are you evil, Robert?
Well,
no, of course not. Of course not. Is Linda evil? No. Are there people who have misplaced their morals and their moral compass out there? Absolutely. Now, are there evil people? Yes, I have met evil people. And what you try to do when you meet truly evil people is remove them from society. But all people, every time we use that word all, I get a little hinky. Okay, go on. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Okay, Carl, how about I replace evil with flawed?
With what?
Flawed.
Flawed. Okay, I'll go with flawed.
Yeah, and so because we're flawed, we do dumb things, even if we think we're doing them for good reasons, they end up causing massive amounts of harm. Anyway, real quickly, the majority of the Old Testament in the Bible is a big, long historical story about the dangers of putting your trust or your faith in government of man. It all goes through multiple kings and multiple judges and multiple different types of human rulers that all are flawed in various ways and lead to problematic outcomes. So the government is necessary. I mean, our physical government. But who we should really govern ourselves after is Jesus Christ. So thanks for the time.
You
appreciate
bet.
It, Carl.
Okay. Yeah, we are flawed. I mean, we're obviously all flawed in our own ways. But, you know, when you start saying, you know, equating evil with flaws, that's where I have my problem. Now, am I flawed? No. Christina, am I flawed?
As for me, no.
No, because for you, I am flawed. Man, oh, sometimes flawed is the easiest way. When Linda says, where's the power washer? Honey, I'm flawed. That is going to be my answer to everything. Did you get all that stuff up in the attic, honey? I would, but I'm flawed. Okay, everybody, there's your new catchphrase, guys. When you're not doing something that you should have done, just look them deep in their eyes, hold their hands, and say, honey, I'm flawed. President Joe Biden did it again. You know, I can't. I'm sorry. I'm talking a lot about him. Here's his latest one. There is no such thing as someone else's child. He then repeated it. Our nation's children are all our children. Oh, wrong, wrong. Now, I can understand where Biden, you know, would say this because it was written for him. You know, and I go, well, you know, we should all be nice to children or blah, blah. No, that's not what it's saying. It hits on an increasingly common theme among Democrats that they know what's best for your kids. Now, parents are pushing back. The GOP-controlled U.S. House last month passed a Parents' Bill of Rights that would grant parents more access to what's going on in their child's classroom. And there's, you know what, parents, you know, when I see all the things going on, if I had children in the school, I'd be down there a lot. I'd like to see your curriculum. I'd like to see what you're teaching. And I'd like to see the books you're using that before my child, who is 6 years old, reads them. And I don't see anything wrong with that. Anyway, but because parents are trying to take things back, they've been called terrorists by our nation. The FBI has assigned people to look at outspoken parents. But, you know, when they try to do that, they're slammed. Parents are slammed for trying to take care of their children. Anyway, got to run. When we come back from the news, we have Jack Potter and Redding Rancheria.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hall.com. I'm Rex Thomason. Supreme Court ethics reform, often talked about. They're talking about it again this morning on Capitol Hill, a hearing by the Democrat-led Senate Judiciary Committee. Ranking Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he has no problem with judicial ethics reform, but he says he does have a problem with unwarranted attacks on conservative Justice Clarence Thomas.
This is an unseemly effort by the Democratic left to destroy the legitimacy of the Roberts Court.
They will have a meeting, but whether it will be a meeting of the minds remains to be seen. President Biden to sit down with the four congressional leaders at the White House next week. They'll talk about raising the government's debt limit.
The Treasury Department is warning of a default as soon as June 1st. Economists have warned of a financial catastrophe if the government of the world's largest economy is unable to pay its bills. It's still unclear how the President and Congress can resolve the matter. Republicans are demanding spending cuts of $4.8 trillion over 10 years. Democratic leaders want to decouple the debt limit from the budget process. Norman Hall, Washington.
It was a springtime version of a winter whiteout. It did not end well in southern Illinois. A windstorm kicking up blinding clouds of dust along I-55, resulting in a massive deadly chain reaction pileup. At least six people died in the crash. It involved as many as 60 cars and multiple tractor trailers. Two of the big rigs burst into flames. 30 people had to be hospitalized. The interstate was closed in both directions. In rural Oklahoma, about 90 miles east of Oklahoma City, they were searching for two missing teenagers. Crews found the bodies of seven people, including the teen girls they were looking for and a convicted sex offender who they also had been looking for. On Wall Street, the Dow down 441 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
A prominent Palestinian prisoner has died in an Israeli jail after staging an 86-day hunger strike.
Khadr Adnan was a 45-year-old member of Islamic Jihad, which of course is viewed as a terrorist group by Israel and many other countries around the world. He was a senior figure within the organization and had become a kind of household name for many Palestinians, really because over the past two decades he'd been in and out of Israeli detention, often held very controversially in the state of administrative detention without charge.
The BBC's Yolande Donnell. Sudanese fleeing the fighting between rival generals in their capital city are flooding an already overwhelmed city on the Red Sea, as well as Sudan's northern borders with Egypt. The fighting now in its third week has turned Khartoum and a neighboring city into a battlefield. Fierce clashes are taking place in residential neighborhoods. News and analysis at townhall.com. State of California has a problem with some of its cities.
It's suing a local government for not approving an apartment complex for people experiencing homelessness. California Attorney General Rob Bonta and Governor Gavin Newsom's administration say state law requires the city of Elk Grove to approve the project. But Mayor Bobby Singh Allen says the city hasn't rejected it. She says Elk Grove found the project was not eligible to be fast-tracked under a state housing law. California officials have been aggressively monitoring enforcement of state housing laws at the local level. California has the nation's largest homeless population, In March, the state sued Huntington Beach for allegedly failing to follow state housing laws. Keith Peters reporting.
Job openings fell in March to the lowest level in nearly 2 years, a sign the labor market is cooling in the face of higher interest rates. 9.6 million openings were posted in the month of March. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Thursday, the 27th of April, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Encourage Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
I can't speak Croatian. Anyway, I mean Ukrainian, so.
I'll teach you, no worries.
Okay, yeah, well, I couldn't speak Croatian, and I lived there a year and a half. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Today is going to be sunny with a high near 94 and a low of 63 tonight. Friday, high near 94 and a low near 63. Saturday, it's going to start cooling off. It's going to go all the way down to 91. Sunday, a high of 83. Monday, it's going to be a high near 70. So it's going to go from 94 on Saturday to 70 on Monday. Partly cloudy at night, or low around 49. And then Tuesday and Wednesday, a slight chance of showers, but mostly sunny with a high near 66. So, yay! We're getting it. Hey, weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Based out of Anderson, a local business, local family running this, and been doing it for over 20 years. It's a veteran-owned business, and they give discounts to their customers, seniors and veterans. And they've got a lot of other great deals down there. They're angels. And they're one of those angel groups that help people, and you never know about it. But it's Shasta's Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. I am here with Redding Rancheria today. And with me is Jack Potter, who is the chairman of the Redding Rancheria, but also the cultural manager. And we're going to get into that in a few minutes. And, of course, Maria Orozco, who is, won't tell me what she does, but I know she does everything over there. Outreach, media. You're kind of like the company gunny. When something needs to be done, they go, Maria, we need this to happen.
Full cheerleader, full-time full cheerleader.
And Miranda Edwards. And Miranda, I know what your job is, I just can't remember it.
Yeah, so I actually just started as Communicational Organizations Director, and I get to work a lot with Maria now, so that's why we're both here today. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She is also Tribal Council.
Yes, also on Tribal Council with Jack. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you're only, what? 15?
Only 15, yep, a ripe 15 years old.
No, I remember you going off to college, and which college did you go to?
I went to Stanford University.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And I remember you going off there years ago, and you haven't changed. I mean, of course, it wasn't that long
ago. I'll take that as a compliment.
No, it is a compliment. Stanford. Now, Stanford, you just can't roll into Stanford unless you're an extremely rich parent who buys your way in by saying you're a volleyball player.
Yeah.
But you didn't do that. You
No, I had a lot of support from my tribe, so I think that my tribe is really what got me there. So.
Well, yeah, but you had to get through that.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Jack, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, you know what? I will always remember the night at KIXE several years ago, a larger you, and that night I was just in stitches because Jack Potter turned it loose on TV, and it was hilarious, and I'll never forget that. And you know, there's so many serious things going on, but we were there to sell stuff. It was an auction for that Christmas auction.
Yeah,
and oh my gosh, we ended up with red hats on and everything else, but you did a great job that night. I'm still laughing.
Tomorrow I'll be on there for the wine auction.
It's not tomorrow, is it?
Friday. Yeah.
I hope
Friday.
I hope it's more than one day because we're on tonight.
Six to ten.
Yeah, we're on tonight.
Yes, I'm on there tomorrow.
Okay,
gotta
so
go pick
it's
my
probably running.
Up.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Linda and I will be on KXC tonight.
Oh, cool.
At the wine auction there.
Are they know better than put us
together. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true after last time. Is it a tuxedo thing?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. I hope I don't look like an old fat penguin.
You won't.
No.
No, you won't.
Jack always dresses to the nines. With his and
true.
Help blurring his blink.
I know when I went in tuxedo den, they're like, we know you dress up, Mr. Potter, but we may not have, you know, your style and stuff, but it's prom. We'll get something together for you. Whatever you put me in, I'll look good.
Are you wearing camo? Or, you know,
I don't know.
The camo tuxedo, you know, that camouflage. I mean, I've
because
seen
I'm
them.
In Shasta County?
Oh. I could see Jack showing up in a full bling abalone encrusted tuxedo of some sort.
Well, why not? Yeah, you've got to express yourself. You're the cultural manager. Come on. Okay, let's talk about this. You've got a big event coming up here in early May.
Yes, May 5th is Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women or Missing and Murdered Indigenous People. Redding Rancheria will be having an event. We're going to line the streets of the Rancheria with red dresses representing those missing and murdered Indigenous women and people. Right here locally, we have a young lady from Hoopoe's Missing, Miss McConnell. We have Heather Cameron. We have Melody St. Clair. We have April Carmelo. And we have a young man, Nick Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
They've been missing for years, and their family needs closure. Their family needs to bring them home so they could just put them to rest and bury them. It's difficult.
And it's just in this area. And, I mean, we think of when I think about the other reservations that I've been on up in the Dakotas and in Arizona and New Mexico, the huge expanses of land. And this problem, this tragedy has been going on for decades. And here we are in our small community, Native Americans, and we've got that many people missing.
Yes, and it's tragic. There's over 5,600 people missing to date. 4 out of 5 Native American will experience some form of abuse, rape, you know, something. Native Americans are 10 times more likely to be murdered due to homicide. And that's just, it's insane because we've went through so much with the genocide of our people when the people first got here that our numbers are already so reduced. And to lose 1 or 2, 3 people from a tribe is drastic. It's just drastic, and we've got to bring an end to this. And the reason why nothing happens is because we're a natural resource. That's the reason why we have roll numbers. We're tracked like the eagles, like the deer. We're a natural resource of the land. And so cut down a tree, kill an Indian. It'll be all right. Nothing will happen to you.
Well, I... Have there been any... But there's been strides forward. Yeah.
There has. Assemblyman Ramos, the former chairman of San Manuel... once he got in the position in the assembly, this coming Wednesday, the 3rd of May, he will have a candlelight vigil down at the state capitol starting at 6 p.m. through 8 p.m. If anyone out there is listening today, if you want to come be an ally of the tribal people or just come and have a better understanding, we need the support. We need this to get out there, the awareness.
And this is going to be down in Sacramento.
In Sacramento.
And it's going to be on May 3rd.
May 3rd, yes.
Okay.
So 6 to 8 p.m.
And it'll be a candlelight vigil and for the missing indigenous people who have just, they're there one day and the next day they're gone.
Yeah.
Either sometimes they've left, other times people have taken them.
Yeah, and the law enforcement, you know, the reason why they don't really get so active. Because Native Americans are known to go on walkabout. You know, we step out of society every now and then to recenter ourselves and get spiritually connected and everything again. But our families know when we're going to do that. We stay in contact with our mothers, our fathers, our grandmas, our grandpas, our uncles and aunties. They know when we're on walkabout and we're out there. That's why when they go to the law enforcement, like, no, they're not. But the law enforcement is like, I know how you Indian people are. You just step out of society. But we know when we're doing that. We know when our people are doing that. And we know when something is wrong. Mm-hmm. Because people just don't leave their children. People just don't disappear. You know, you seen them last night at dinner, and come breakfast, they're gone, and their children are still at home. And
yeah, there's something there.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think another thing is, as Jack's talking about, you know, law enforcement and their kind of involvement with that. And I think that is a big issue nationwide. The jurisdiction on tribal lands is just so confusing for everyone. But I think, you know, you're asking about Strides Forward. I think locally, we feel like we have a great relationship with the Sheriff's Department, and yes. Jack can talk about how Tribal Council this week met with the Sheriff's Department and got an update, and talking with Sheriff Johnson, you know, I think that he really understands the severity of the issue and really wants to work with us moving forward, and, you know, really prioritizes investigating these cases that Jack has mentioned. So I do think that we feel lucky in this area to have a good relationship there.
Yes. And he's willing to share a deputy with Modoc County for the Nick Patterson disappearance,
mm-hmm.
Because they're low on staff. And the Department of the Interior, Bureau of Indian Affairs, they have 12 regions across the United States. And we get one person per region. So there's 12 deputies to work on these issues nationally.
Let's talk about this when we get back. We have to take a break. I have some experience with this because my son is a U.S. Marshal. He was one of the two feds that was allowed on the Navajo Nations. So I do have I have some knowledge of it based on that.
That's great.
But this portion of the show is brought to you by REU. If you're thinking about, after everything I've said today about electric cars and trucks and all that and DOD, but if you are thinking about purchasing an electric car, a bike, a truck, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back with Reading Rancheria.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Celebrate 30 years with us at Wind River Resort and Casino and join us for our $300,000 anniversary Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free slot play, free drawing entries, or other instant prizes. Play any of your favorite slot machines and table games with your River Club card to earn entries. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. for your chance to win up to $300,000 cash. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, friends. RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful complex smoke with notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now through May 14th, featuring immersive and educational exhibits for kids and families of all ages. All about trees, animals, responsible forestry, sustainability, and more. Come explore the museum, forest camp, wildlife center, gardens, and more with the whole family. Tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Presented by Cheryl Bambauer. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
It's rodeo time. 75 years of bucking by the river. Reading Rodeo celebrates 75 years with four action-packed nights of riding, wrestling, wrangling, and roping. Wednesday night is Native American Night by Reading Rancheria. MD Imaging brings you Family Night Thursday. Friday is tough enough to wear pink with Pendleton Whiskey and Block Beverage. Sierra Pacific closes out with Saturday's Armed Forces Night. Reading Rodeo, May 17th through May 20th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
You're killing it today. You're killing it today, Christine. Good music. Hey, good, welcome back. It's 8:20 in the morning here at KCNR, 96.5 and 1460. Let me tell you the latest update on 1460, our AM, is that the cable is on its way. We are broadcasting very strong. In fact, so strong we've taken another station off the air. So that's what we had. So now we're on two stations. That's why we turned down our volume. The FM is just fine. If you can't hear us on AM, just switch over to FM. And as soon as we run this cable and bring the engineer back up and tweak everything again, everything will be back on our AM too. But, and you can hear the AM. You just have to turn your radio up really loud, but you can hear it. All right. Just wanted people to know we're still working on it diligently, spending millions of dollars just to be able so you can hear my dulcet tones. I'm here with Red and Rancheria, Jack Potter, of course, who is the chairman of the of Red and Rancheria, but also the cultural manager, Maria Rosca, a friend for how long have we? I mean, it's been 15 years. Since I came here, I think I met you within a year or two. Obviously.
Yeah.
I saw you dancing with the stars the first time.
I saw you.
Yeah. You know, it's something we'll never forget.
Ever.
Jack danced too. And yours was.
Was for MMIW.
That's mm-hmm. right. And it was a cultural thing and totally different than everybody else did. But it was beautiful. Yeah. And then Miranda Edwards, who is working with Maria, but she's in charge of outreach and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
And you know what? This is what she did. She spills like an ounce of water on the ground, right? And then she's in there. She's wiping it up. And I said, what are you doing? She said, I spilled some water. And I said, I don't get too really excited about it unless you knock the whole 5-gallon thing over. I mean, but that's cool.
I'm a spiller, I will admit.
We were talking about the very serious problem of missing indigenous people. It's nationwide. I mean, this isn't like out of the Navajo Nation or the Sioux up in the Dakotas, Cheyenne. This is nationwide.
And it goes beyond nationwide. It's in Canada, United States, Mexico, South America. North and South America, where all indigenous people are. And I think that the reason why this happens is because we're friendly people, very friendly people, and a lot of people just take advantage of the kindness of the Native American people. We were taught to feed people, to provide for people. When you see somebody struggling and people bring people in their house and then bad things happen to them. You know, and a lot of us, just hitchhike around and stuff. And things are happening to our people that should not be. And I'm glad that it's become so serious that, you know, Deb Haaland, you know, the first Native American woman in the Department of Interior, has put a task force together. You know, our local sheriff met with the tribal council the other day and said this is one of his priorities to put somebody on these cold cases of the five Native Americans right here in our community that have been missing, so we could get closure for those families. Because personally, I know all of those families, and it is hard for them, you know, birthdays, celebrations, and not knowing if your person's just out there, maybe they fell and hit their head and just are absent-minded right now, but the not knowing is devastating. And tribal people, they are connected. They are truly connected. And when you don't have that closure, it's devastating to the tribe, because there's ceremonies, there's songs and things that we have to do. And not being able to do that, your loved one's spirit is out there just wandering.
Well, you're, because the and because the tribes are smaller, there's more interaction, it appears. And you know everybody.
It's
like if you lived in a small town, and I'm not talking about a small town like Reading. I'm talking about like an 8,000-person town. Everybody pretty much knows everybody in there. Somebody shows up missing, and, I mean, it affects everybody in the community.
Yeah.
Like this. So I can only imagine what this does. And then when you get on these very large reservations, there's still clans and groups of people that are really tight in this group. And when they, you know, even if they're 100 miles away from somebody else, it still has that huge impact.
Yeah, and I think, like Jack mentioned earlier, some studies say it's Native women and people 10 times more likely than other races, which is just kind of an outrageous statistic that they're not getting follow-up on. And I think that's the sad thing nationwide, is that they don't have that support or the investigation. And I think that that's, you know, where we need the help, and that teamwork and that partnership, I guess, is to help find these people that are experiencing this at an extremely disproportionate rate.
And that's something that really concerns me. I mean, if you look at the rate, it's, you know, it's really big. I mean, it's huge. And much more so than, I mean, there's people go, as we know, people go missing all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had 16-year-old girls out of a community, and they were, and then it just exploded on how many of them just showed up missing.
Mm-hmm.
You'd want to look at what's going on here.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, is there any theories about this? Is there people taking them? Is there just, they just leave?
I think a lot of it is people are taking them because there's a lot of romanticism when it comes to the Native Americans. You look at the Halloween costumes, how they, you know, say sexy squaw or this and that, and they paint a picture that, you know, to have intercourse and all these different things with Indian women or Indian men, it's wild with the men and just, you know, or the women, it's this crazy stuff. We're just like everyone else, we're human.
Mm-hmm.
But in a lot of people's mind, they have these thoughts of animalistic things, and they venture into that and want to try that. And I believe that's why they kidnap our women and stuff. And
Sex trafficking.
Yeah. And
human trafficking.
Do all that stuff. And
I think there's definitely a fetishizing of that. Another thing I would have to add, I do think it goes back to the jurisdiction laws because of the confusion there. And there's no follow-up. So if someone were to kidnap or murder an indigenous woman or person, the jurisdiction laws are confusing. Who's supposed to follow up on that? And people can get away with it a lot easier because there's no follow up there.
As you talked about the break, my U.S. Marshal, and he was the one. He was one of two federal agencies that were allowed on the reservation, FBI and U.S. Marshal Service.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there for a couple of years. I mean, he had his regular job, but he was a liaison with the Navajo tribe. And it's a huge expanse. But then you've got the tribal police. But you just said there's like one person for every district.
Yeah, so the Department of Interior with the BIA, There's 12 Bureau of Indian Affairs regions, and there's one officer per region, and that's across all 50 states.
And for each region?
Yeah, so like for California, we're the Pacific region. There's one officer for the entire state of California.
What's he do or she do?
They're backlogged.
Like
and there's nothing, you know, they're trying to do things, but they can't really get out there because the federal government don't fund those positions. And so they're like, take phone calls and, you know, they could provide equipment and stuff, but really the man hours or the expertise, they're lacking.
And they just can't get it done with that little amount of
force. Can you imagine at Stanford if you all of a sudden showed up with that kind of percentage?
Yeah, it would be alarming.
It would be worldwide.
Absolutely.
News, and they would be a task force like you can't believe.
Absolutely. I always like to talk about, when we talk about jurisdiction, there's a movie Wind River set in Alaska. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that one? One of my favorite scenes, I think, really describes it well. They're on the reservation. There's the tribal police has a gun pointed at both the state trooper and the federal officer, and they're all three pointing each other guns at each other in a standoff because nobody knows who has jurisdiction on this reservation land because it is a sovereign nation. So it's who's supposed to follow up there? Who's supposed to give that support? And not most or many tribes don't have tribal police to help enforce from the inside with their own people and have that understanding of the culture. So, yeah, I saw that scene, and I was like, that's exactly what it's like.
Yeah.
Or even, like, referencing that movie, you know, where it was those work camps where they came into the reservation or on the outlying area of the reservation.
And they were drilling for oil
and stuff, and then the Native American woman had a boyfriend of one of the ones was over there at the camp.
Great movie.
His friends got drunk, wanted to rape her. She took off running. And they deemed she died from exposure, when really she was raped and beat and everything, but then that was not looked at because...
They said they couldn't prove that she was murdered in the movie, and it's a Taylor Sheridan movie, by the way. It's a great movie. It's Jeremy Renner and a number of other people.
Mm-hmm.
But she had run to escape, and it's like 30, you know, windshield of 30 below.
Ice crystals got in her lungs.
And so the coroner couldn't say... She was murdered because she died of that, but yet what got her there?
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm.
Anyway, we have to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, where I go to be a hero in my house, because I can't constantly say, honey, I'm flawed. This is my new saying, Maria, because all humans are flawed, right? So if I don't do something, I've always, you know, I try to come up with an excuse. I don't have to anymore. Only thing I do is I hold Linda's hands, I look deep in her eyes and say, honey, I'm flawed. But sometimes that doesn't work. So I go down to Four Winds Jewelry. They make up for my flaws. Yeah, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, locally owned, locally operated, Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
Nursery is back open and stocked up. Goldleaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own eatable grocery. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom varieties you can't find at the store. And we know a thing or two about this because we've been growing veggies since 1975. Spring has sprung, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with statuary. We just received our new statuary order. Several different bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
Years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Reading, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon fillet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Back to Kickoff Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott. And it's usually Trish Clark, but today Trish is on vacation and Linda doesn't come in on Thursday, so it's been mano a mano this morning. This portion of the show brought to you talking about a mano place is Cypress Square Barbershop, not a hair salon. This is truly a barbershop, my friends. Their idea of styling is to put some, butch wax on your flat top. But I've never had a bad haircut there in 15 years. It's a veteran-owned business. It's a locally-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so it works on your schedule. Give them a call at 530-244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold. I'm here with Reading Rancheria and Jack Potter, who is the chairman of Reading Rancheria, but also the cultural manager of Maria Roscoe, who is in their outreach and media portion of it, and Miranda Edwards, who is also, she works with Maria in that outreach. And so we're talking about May 5th is going to be, it's Missing Indigenous People.
Yes.
Awareness.
May 5th, every May 5th. And this year, Assemblyman Ramos is doing a candlelight vigil May 3rd at the State Capitol in Sacramento from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Wear red. Come support it. Let's put an end to this violence. Before we switch over to talk about other things,
yeah,
let's mention those names again. The McConnell girl from Hoopa who was murdered out Shastlake City. Her family needs answers. Melody St. Clair, Heather Cameron, April Carmelo, Khadijah Britton from Covelo, and Nick Patterson. Their family needs answers. And the families are not going to stop pursuing it until they get those answers and until they're able to get those remains of their loved one back, to put it to rest, to sing the songs that we have to sing, to do the things, the burial rites, to put them to rest. It's hard on the grandmother. I see the grandmother, and she hasn't changed her grandson's room because she believes he may come home.
May come home someday. And Sheriff Johnson has reached out.
Yes, and the sheriff reached out. He's going to supply a detective to help the MODOC Sheriff's Department. He pledged support. He's going to help get an end to these things. And so, once again, May 3rd, 6th to 8th at the State Capitol, wear red, come support missing and murdered Indigenous peoples. I'm grateful to Assemblyman Ramos in that leadership role. He has put our people at the forefront of many things. Mm-hmm. There's the Feather Alert now, which is great. The Feather Alert is
like Amber Alert.
Like Amber Alert. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so now, as soon as a Native American or a tribe or someone calls, they put a Feather Alert out that
all the law enforcement agencies
look out there. This Indian is missing, which is great. It's a large step to help us.
And then on the 5th, is there going to be anything happening on the 5th there at the Redding Rancheria?
On the 5th, we will just have the sidewalk with some red dresses, red shirts to represent those missing and murdered Indigenous people.
Okay.
And then it's going to be our 30th anniversary coming up. We have a lot of things planned for that 30th anniversary for Wind River Resort and Casino. And this year we're actually going to be on Wednesday night, May 17th, is Native American Night at the Redding Rodeo. So cowboys and Indians are coming together.
Well, we have before, too. And I'm a member of the Redding Rodeo Association, but the powwow.
Yes.
Is at the rodeo grounds. And what a great event that was.
It went so well there.
Well, you've got room. And,
it really did.
You know, you can even expand it because you only used, you know, like half the arena, really.
Yes.
I mean, just think about next year when.
This year.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, this year.
Yeah.
October 6th through the 8th
at the
Redding Rodeo.
Yeah, and we really loved it because of the grandstands. You could really get a view of our dancing arena. It was so cool.
Yeah, he's 91 years old and sat down there. We were able to see when they came in on the initial grand entry.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I got some really cool aerial videos and photos, and just from all the way up in the stands, it's incredible to look down and see it all.
It is. And I have friends that participate in that, Carolyn Ogilvie. You know Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually had a video of her. I didn't know it was her, but it was her after she told me where she was at, so I was able to send that to her.
Oh, cool.
Awesome. Now, Wednesday night, the Extreme Bull Night is also Indigenous American Night. That night, there'll be, for the national anthem, will be a nationally recognized flautist, Randy McGinnis,
mm-hmm.
will play the national anthem on the flute. And then what else is going
to
happen?
We're going to try to get Dove Jude to sing the national anthem in her language,
mm-hmm.
Mono Paiute. We will have Native American dancing during a break. We will opening up with a prayer in our language. And it's just going to be a great event.
It will be.
It will be.
This is going to be, I think it's, because when you look at, I look at a lot of different rodeos, you know, on the Cowboy Channel, and they have some rodeos that include Native Americans, including, especially up in Idaho, where they ride in.
Yeah.
On, you know, the Nez Perce ride in from outside, and you can watch them come down the hill, and then they come in, and it's kind of like 40, 50 Native Americans on their horses that kind of make the circle there, and then they do a dance, and then the rodeo starts.
Culture.
Yeah. So we're going to put you on. Do you ride a lot, Jack?
It's funny. So, on my Navajo side, before my grandfather died, I was 12 when he died, I was training to be a bull rider back in Navajo Country in Sheep Springs, New Mexico.
So Jack will be reappearing this year for the first
time. In Wranglers. No.
I was going to say, Jack, if you don't ride very much, I've got a horse that hasn't been ridden very much. And I thought that we could match you up. And
I actually started off break with horses. We would capture the wild horses on the Navajo Reservation,
yes.
Break them. And, I have a herd of horses back there on my grandpa's land.
You do, still do?
Yeah.
I'm looking for another one.
They had children and had children and had children.
I'm looking for another one.
But, as soon as Grandpa died, I quit becoming a bull rider. They would put me on a 55-gallon barrel, and my grandpa and his brothers had cables going through it, four of them, and they would pull me every angle, toss me in the air. I used to wear a cowboy hat, cowboy boots, and everything.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring it back.
Yeah.
A few pictures of me dressed like that.
I bet there are.
Let's see those.
Okay, so that's going to be the first night of course, the Reading Rodeo, the 75th anniversary. What a good way to kick off the 75th anniversary, the first night with Reading Rancheria playing such a big part in that. And then, of course, Thursday night is family night, and Friday is Think Pink. Saturday is military appreciation.
Oh, cool.
United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard is coming back for this, like, their 12th year. They love it up here. They show up a couple of days early. We have things for them to do.
Yeah.
Okay, got to take a break here. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th Anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem, the 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Well,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's a KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This hour has just gone, pew. This whole morning's gone by like that.
Lots of good stuff.
Days like that. Yeah, you do things. Hey, it's 8:49 in the morning. It's going to go up to about 91 degrees today, people. I want to remind everybody, you've been taking your dogs with you during the cold weather and the rain and all that. Well, 90 degrees, if you leave your dog in that car, in about 30 minutes, it's going to be like 130 in there. Be thinking about that, watching out for your animals or your grandmother. Don't leave her in there either, or kids. So be aware of that, okay? 8:49 in the morning, and here on the 27th, and I'm here with Redding Rancheria, Jack Potter, the chairman, and also cultural manager, Maria Roscoe, outreach, media, special events, everything. And then Miranda Edwards, who is the also an outreach and putting together events. And we've got a lot of events happening, of course.
Yes,
of course,
we do.
The May 5th is the Missing
and Murdered Indigenous People thing, right, at the Rancheria.
The Rancheria.
May 3rd at the State Capitol Candlelight Vigil from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m., sponsored by Assemblyman Ramos.
Are you going to be taking a lot of people down there?
Yeah, we'll be down there in masses.
Yeah. You ought to arrange buses. I bet you if people could get bused down there and back, you might get more. I mean, that's a long drive, and where do you park? That kind
the
of
last
thing.
Time we did a bus drive was when we went to Standing Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that was difficult.
Okay. Okay.
We should buy a bus.
We should buy a bus.
That'd be handy.
And then, of course, Native American night at the Reading Rodeo is on Wednesday.
May 17th.
And now, the big news, of course, 30th
anniversary. 30th anniversary of Wind River Resort and Casino.
What kind of things are happening during this month?
Maria?
They have quite a few events that are happening just, you know, for the anybody who goes in there. They've got free T-shirts. They've got huge tournaments. They've got... Now, Bingo's back.
Bingo is back.
No, oh, they're so excited.
Did you start with Bingo?
Yes, we were Wind River Resort. We were Wind River Casino Bingo.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing we had. It had 1,500 seats, and we had 10 pool tap machines. That's what started the tribe off, was Bingo.
Yes, pool tabs. And who was my boss?
Oh.
I was Maria's first boss.
Ever.
And
can
so
you imagine?
As the 30 years have gone through, he's still your boss.
He is.
But
he's nicer now.
Okay, so there's going to be special events going on there. Go in and get T-shirts. The slot machine's going to pay you at 100%. Okay, that's not true.
They're extra loose during the month of May for the 30th.
You know, when you look at me and say that, you're too young to say things like that to an older gentleman.
The slots, they're ready for everyone.
They always are.
So that's internal.
Right.
As the Reading Rancher, we are hosting our friends from the Reading Chamber for Greeters on May 18th. And then our friends from Anderson will be here on May 3rd. And then we get to celebrate with our tribal members on May 11th and throw them this huge party each year. But 30-year happy anniversary, wow. Happy anniversary, happy birthday to Wind River.
You know, for some reason, I thought it would be longer. You know, I've been here for half that time that you've been here. But it just seems like, I don't know, it just seems like it would have been longer.
Yeah, we're one of the tribes in the North State that started out illegal based on the state when they said, I remember for 7 years we were deemed illegal, and to think back to those meetings when we received letters saying federal marshals were going to come remove the machines and stuff, and we knew what the casino had done. It took 100% of our people off of AFDC. It provided housing, education, medical benefits, and all these things, the things that the federal government failed to provide, that they're supposed to provide for the taking of our land and stuff. We become self-sufficient. We were not letting those machines go. We had a plan. As soon as they came on, we had a phone call list where each tribal member would pull in with their cars, blockade them. There was only one way on the Rancheria, and once they got on, they weren't getting off, and they weren't unplugging nothing.
You know what? I could just have seen that. That would have been... remarkable. But here we are 30 years later, and yes. Happy times, happier, much happier
yes,
times.
Yes, we have compacts. We're legal, even though in our eyes we're sovereign and we were legal from day one.
And that's the question, is because it's a sovereign nation, I mean, you get to make your own decisions about your property.
Yes.
Right? I mean, I've always thought that.
Yeah.
Unless the feds don't like it.
Yeah.
Well, that's about all of us, though. I mean,
yeah.
Everybody's rights are being... What's the word I'm looking? Constricted?
Restricted. Challenged?
Challenged?
Limited.
Limited. Stomped on.
We could go on and on.
There's all types of words. You're from Stanford. You can. Okay. Is there going to be like a music, a night of that?
So we always have promotions that are going on every day free.
Right.
And whether you have comedy nights or you have DJ nights, and there's always something going on there 24/7.
Right.
Whether you just want to eat, you want to stay, you want to play. Whatever you want to do, you don't have to go to gamble. Go have a spa day. I know Linda loves our spa.
Oh, she does.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Have some lunch, girls' days, bachelorette party. I can tell you that's the safest place in Reading. Driving in, I mean, they can read the penny off of your dash. I always feel so safe at Native American properties. I can say that for
well,
sure.
Well, no. And here's the other thing, too, is that when you all have dancing there, it's a, you don't have to worry like other places where there's mm-hmm. problems because you've got buku security and, it's just, you're right, you feel safe.
Yeah, they'll escort you out if you need.
I mean,
our staff is friendly. We've been here a long time. We got Best of the North State for casino for, we're just.
Yeah. Okay, I would be remiss if I didn't ask. Have we heard anything? Yet.
We're moving along. We're getting closer.
Okay.
We're chugging forward.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing is, and everybody knows how I stand on this.
Yeah.
That I see it as a win-win in this area. But some people don't. And everybody can have their own opinion. But the fact is it has taken a long time. And I'm glad to see that, even if it's moving at glacial speed, hey, can we kick this up to snail, or maybe even turtle speed?
I think it's a good thing because if life was easy,
we
wouldn't have the thick skins we have. We wouldn't be Native American. We're used to the struggles. We're used to the fights. We have to fight to exist in our own country, and it continues today. But we do it because we've got to provide for the next 7 generations. And those 7 generations will look forward to providing for the next.
And that's something that I don't know if people pick up on, but we talk about it on these days that y'all are here, is that it's 7 generations. It's not this generation or even the next generation. It's 7 generations away.
Yeah, so the things that we decide today, I'm not going to see. But down the road, my great-great-great-great-grandchildren will see. It's been put in place. Like, I'm enjoying the fruits from the decisions of my elders. Miranda's enjoying mm-hmm. from the decision of her elders. They were the ones that envisioned the bingo hall. They were the ones that said, we could do it, we're going to do it. And they took a long time, found a loan,
mm-hmm.
paid that off in 18 months, and owned the bingo hall outright and started making a living for the tribal members.
And let me also point out that Reading Rancheria has established 4 clinics.
Yes.
There's 3 or 4 clinics, including Bernie, and ones here that treat people that fall under the Medi-Cal.
Weaverville. Bernie's Pit River Tribe.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Weaverville. And that's a beautiful facility there, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But you've provided these clinics that thousands of people go to.
Yes.
That now don't go to emergency rooms or they, no copays.
Native and non-Native.
Yeah, and I think so.
That's for everybody. It's not just Native American.
Yeah, I think we're so proud of the Trinity Clinic, too, being able to provide care in that area. And the building there is just so beautiful.
Well,
to be able to provide care in that building, in that area, is just a lot of pride for us.
Yes, and if you think Weaverville's beautiful, wait until you see the Health Village. that build-out is going to be so beautiful.
Next month when you come on, let's get a little bit deeper into that one, because I've
heard
a lot of
things. Yes, maybe we could bring Glenn.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of things about this, and I mean a holistic approach
yes.
to health and wellness.
Like everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great.
Botox. Everything.
Because that's holistic.
Yes. Yeah, that's holistic.
If you look good, you feel good.
Well, oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And also it helps if you're sweating. Did you know that Botox will stop you from sweating?
It does a lot of things, actually.
Yeah. Anyway, I've read that someplace because they use it in movies and things, you know, that if they have actors that perspire a lot, they get Botox shots and that helps. Anyway, we have to run.